Zorn, Zorn, the greatest father in all the land. Zorn, 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 we sing the praises of Zorn.
That was magical.
Yeah.
That
I didn't
was nothing
know I
short
could get
of
my
magical.
Voice that low. To be honest, I scared myself right there.
The building started to rumble.
It's like Sensoround.
It was just like Sensoround. Can you name all the movies that were made in Sensoround? I
Earthquake,
can.
Earthquake, I can remember.
Earthquake,
oh.
What else?
Is that it?
Towering Inferno?
No.
Poseidon Adventure?
No.
I'm just going all those kinds of movies.
No. Roller
Mama
Coaster
Mia?
With George Segal?
Okay.
Battlestar Galactica?
Mamma Mia?
Mamma Mia was not done in Sensoround. And I think Midway was the fourth one. Pretty sure those are your
wow.
four. Yeah.
Do you ever play Trivial Pursuit with this guy?
Are
I would,
you kidding
I would
me?
Never do it. I would never do it. I would put money
Although,
in it.
You disappointed me. I was doing
why?
The HQ trivia. I don't know why I do that every once in a while. There are 500,000 people that play this nightly
oh,
trivia game.
This, yeah.
And it was what color are Spider-Man's pants?
Mm-hmm.
Or tights, I guess. Mm-hmm. And I was
trousers.
Wrong. And you were wrong.
Pantaloons.
I
said it was black, red, or blue, and I said black.
I thought sometimes they were red and sometimes blue, but it turns out they're always
blue, and that disappointed me.
Yeah, yeah, I let you down. I'm sorry.
There was a Gremlins question the last time.
Oh, there was. Yeah, about their pants.
Yes,
they didn't wear any pants.
Have you ever been
Bingo.
On a game? Have you ever been on a game show?
Yes, though? I was on the show Quiz Kids Challenge years ago.
As a kid?
No, as an adult.
Well, no wonder you did well.
They resurrected the show. It started out as a radio show and became a television show called Quiz Kids
right,
Challenge.
Right, I remember that, yeah.
Where you had a team of kids against a team of adults. So the version I was on, I tried out for Jeopardy, and I came up a couple questions shy.
Really?
So those of us that just missed it, they said, you have a choice. You can be in this show or this show, and I chose Quiz Kids Challenge. And what happens is the kids get to choose the areas of expertise. Like, they get to meet you, and then they pick a category that you have to answer the questions. And mine was heavy metal. Which you would think, that's what they chose for me. And you would think, well, he's not going to do very good at heavy metal. And I aced it. I did great, which is weird, because I don't know that much about heavy metal. But all the questions they asked, for some reason, I knew the answers to.
And did you get a motorboat or something?
I
or
won a
you...
bunch of prizes, and all the companies that supplied the prizes all went out of business soon after the show was over.
You are like the king of the sad sacks.
Isn't that crazy?
Yes.
Like, every prize I won, like, I won a lifetime supply of Hulk Hogan vitamins. I know you're jealous. And then that company went out of business like 6 weeks later.
Think how bulked up you would be today.
Oh, I'd be huge today.
You wouldn't be playing tennis, you'd be doing wrestling.
Right. I'd play tennis, but with an 800-pound racket. All right, that's not the reason you stopped by.
No, it isn't.
No,
it's not. It doesn't turn out to be.
Let's talk about the mayor and why he should be a little bit ashamed of himself.
Well, here's what happened. I got a ticket last week for $200 for having an expired city sticker.
Yeah.
And that ticket is one of the steepest tickets that the city
issues. That's just for the sticker?
Just an expired sticker. Now, I have to say, first of all, that it was totally my fault. They sent warnings. I went after I got the ticket. I went we have a basket in the kitchen where you guys probably have this too, where you throw,
sure.
Somebody comes in, pay this bill, we'll put it in the basket.
You got to look at the basket though. That's what
I haven't figured out. This is the problem.
I've
got step one down on this basket thing. Step two is eluding us. So anyway, so we get the ticket, and fair enough, we hadn't renewed our city sticker. So $200 fine is really steep. Plus, you have to pay a $60 late fee.
Oh, great!
And if you don't pay the fine within like a couple of weeks, it goes up to $488 fine. And then on top of that, you've got to pay $87 a year for your sticker. Now, $87 a year is a little bit higher than most cities and suburbs.
Right.
Ours is 40.
Yeah, 40, 50 is pretty common. I did like a spot check of a bunch of suburbs to see what it was. And your ticket, if you get a ticket, is about $50
yeah.
usually.
Yeah.
And then the late fee is anywhere from doubling the fine to even, $10, $15. It's not a whole lot. So it's a lot less in just about every suburb. So, and this has been going on. The city has been raising this rate, making it tougher and tougher on, they call them scoff laws.
Right.
And I think that, I don't have an excuse for this, really. Like I have an explanation. We don't look at our basket enough. But the other thing I don't have is, it doesn't, my life is not particularly chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
And also, do have the money to pay for this fine. So it's not going to kill me to do this. It's not.
It's still a lot of money.
I'm not going to have to miss a rent payment or a car payment. Or I'm not going to, you know, nothing bad is going to happen to me because of this. There are a lot of families in this city for whom this total fine of $260 is a lot of money.
Sure.
And the other thing that I have, an advantage I have, is I park my car in a garage, meaning that the cops don't see. Yeah, you know, my car is parked, so I don't get ticketed. If you don't park in the garage, if you park on the street, like a lot of people do, especially lower income people who don't have garages or maybe renting, you can get ticketed multiple times a day for not having a sticker. You know, you can be out in front of your house, you get a ticket, another officer comes by a little while later, you can write another ticket, and these are all $200 tickets.
But can't you go to court and say, look, I know I'm late, I give in to that, but I got three tickets in one day.
You can. The city ought to have a program that automatically spits out multiple tickets in one day. I frankly think they ought to spit them out for more than once a week.
Right.
But you can actually get ticketed every day for this. If you can't hide your car, I mean, you can quickly try to, if you have the money handy, you can pay the overdue fine, and pay, you know, which ends up to being a little more than $300. If you have that sitting around, you can get your sticker and put it back on your, you know, get your car, get everything squared away. But if you don't, if you're the kind of person who doesn't have that kind of money lying around, this can add up really quickly. Now, ProPublica Illinois and WBEZ did a really good series of investigations earlier this year on this very problem. And it's something that, you know, I read at the time, but it really hit home to me, even though, like I say, this didn't hurt me. I didn't feel like, oh no, what are we going to do? We don't have this money. But they found out that like 8 out of 10 zip codes in Chicago that has the most accumulated traffic ticket debt are in African American communities. 40% of the debt and only 22% of the tickets, meaning they've got a whole bunch of problems paying their tickets. This is connected to a lot of bankruptcies in the city. And the city is funding 7% of its annual budget on these fines for traffic tickets, and so it's being done. Not just on, you know, scofflaws, but it's really concentrated on these, on the poorer communities, where the lives are more chaotic, where they may have a better excuse than I do for not being able to pay them. And maybe that the bill came in and they didn't have the money to pay.
That's what I was just thinking, is if you're just getting by and you're going to spend it on food or rent first,
right? And so you get them sticker. Notice, and even if it's $87, you may have to budget for that. It may not happen for you. I totally understand. You know, nobody out there, even Mayor Emanuel, has probably not ever been late on paying something because it slips your mind. It's through you. And, you know, if you're a single parent trying to raise a bunch of kids, trying to make rent, these things can happen to you. And the problem I have with this is that, you know, the fees are just so high. I understand they need to have city sticker revenue. Like not other big cities don't. Detroit doesn't, Indianapolis doesn't, Milwaukee doesn't, St. Louis doesn't have city stickers. We do.
Yeah.
There could be a way to incorporate that into your annual license plate renewal. So you'd write one check, you know, for $100 for your state license stick plate renewal, and then and then another, you know, they add onto that whatever city you live in for that renewal. That could happen if they wanted it to happen, but for some reason I think they don't. And I think Mayor Emanuel, I know when he came into office, he said, you know, the time's up. We're going to start making people pay what they owe, and then fair is fair. But again, the problem is that it really does stick it to people who are poorest, and it hurts them the most. Even if it were all even, if they got the same amount of fines as everybody else, which they don't, they get more. But even if they got the same, it's still, you know, this $200 fine for someone who's just getting by is a lot steeper, a lot tougher than on somebody who's you know, got two-income family like ours, you know, and I just don't understand why this isn't a bigger issue in the mayor's race, for instance. This is something that the mayor is openly and pointedly trying to balance the city budget with these fines.
Right.
And, you know, also, the red light cameras, same stuff. And again, you know, well, you shouldn't run red lights then. You shouldn't go right on red when it says don't go right on red. All these things are true. On the other hand, the penalty is much more severe on poor people and even on middle income people. And so you ask, why are these people moving out of the city? This was probably one of the reasons.
It is. All right. Eric Zorn is our guest. If you want to chime in, you can. 312-981-7200 is our phone number and our text line. More after this. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN. Eric Zorn is our guest from the Chicago Tribune. Eric, before we get on to our next topic, can we just take a phone call? Francis was listening and can easily identify with the moaning and groaning that's coming from you.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Let's hear from
him. Hi, Francis.
Hi. How are you guys? First, I want to say WGN is my favorite station. I listen to it every time I turn on my radio.
You have impeccable taste.
Us, too.
You got that right. Okay, I'm calling about the tickets that you get when your car is parked without a city sticker. Mm-hmm. I have a car, or it's in the garage because I don't have a city sticker because I didn't pass my emissions test. And so I had it parked in front of my house, okay? And the police came by, they gave me a ticket. I said, well, I'm parked in front of my house. Why did you give me a ticket? They said, well, the street belongs to the city. And if your car is on the street, then, and you don't have a city sticker, then that's your fault. The city is not responsible for that. I say, well, that's fine and dandy. If the street belongs to the city, then the city ought to take better care of the street.
No. True.
Yeah.
That's all I wanted to say. And I have, like I said, I've been enjoying listening. And I agree with everything you guys are saying about the tickets and the lights.
It doesn't seem fair.
It's not. And I am on a fixed, what's that? They say fixed income. I'm on a very fixed income. And I'm also a senior now. So I don't have the money. You know,
so if
my car will be in the garage for another 2 years.
But, Francis, some people don't even have... I don't have a garage. So
okay.
I would have to leave it on the street, and it would keep getting ticketed. It just doesn't seem right.
That's right. That's what happened. It was on the street, and finally we were living in a house, and I convinced my cousin to put it in the garage. Well, the home we're renting now has a garage, so that's where it is now.
Thankfully. Thanks, Francis, for listening.
All right, you guys. Have a good day
you
now.
You too. Thanks so much.
Sorry for your hardships.
Yeah,
I mean,
that's awful.
What a pain.
Nah. You wanted to talk about Mike Madigan a little bit.
A little bit. We don't have a whole lot of time, but there's this interesting lawsuit that's been filed by Jason Gonzalez, and he ran against Mike Madigan in the 22nd State Rep District. You know, Mike Madigan, aside from being the source of all evil, according to the Republicans, is also a state representative. He's the Speaker of the House also. Mm-hmm. But he has to win in his district. And a guy named Jason Gonzalez ran against him in 2016, and as soon as Gonzalez put his petitions in, allegedly loyal to Mike Madigan suddenly put two other candidates, Joe Barbosa and Graziella Rodriguez, on the ballot in order to confuse and dilute the support of people who are going to vote for Hispanic candidates.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a heavily Hispanic district.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Gonzalez lost big time. Madigan got 65% of the vote. These other two candidates got 8% of the vote, which goes to show you these are voters who are paying no attention at all.
Yeah.
But they're going to vote. So anyway, Gonzalez is suing Madigan in federal court, and the case has gone forward. And my solution
suing
is...
Suing him on what grounds?
Well, suing him because he defrauded voters. And the idea is that you have deprived voters of the right to an honest election because you've put up candidates who raised no money, did no campaigning. They were just there to confuse the voters. And this is an old political trick in Illinois. This happens all around the country.
But don't they usually get names, similar names to the candidates?
They do, yes. There was a case in my ward up in the Northwest Side where Mike Wojcik back in the mid-90s was running for re-election, and the people opposed him were running H.M. Wojcik to
right.
try to get votes.
Seriously?
Oh, yeah.
This is
seriously.
A thing?
Yeah.
It's a thing. This is a thing.
It's happened
and,
several times.
Oh, yeah. Well, it happens. And out in, I think it was Arizona, the Republicans recruited homeless people to run as Green Party candidates because they felt that Democrats out there would be maybe inclined to vote for Green Party people. So this is a tried and true political trick. It's not right. It's kind of funny sometimes. But, and you think any voter paying any attention whatsoever would know and not vote for it, but they always get some votes.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, in the case I just talked about, the Wojcik case, that was a primary, and H.M. Wojcik got just enough votes in order to send it into a runoff, which the original Wojcik ended up winning.
Mm-hmm.
But my point is, I mean, this is a silly thing, right? But the way to get rid of it, I think, is to have what's called ranked voting.
What is that?
Which is, that means if you're going to the polls and you vote, say you wanted to vote for Jason Gonzalez, then you would vote, or you wanted to vote for one of these other candidates, you would rank them in the order that you want them. Like, first I want Jason Gonzalez, two I want this guy, three I want.
Oh.
So you rank them 1 through 4, and then what happens after that is you do what's called an instant runoff. You take the person who got the fewest first place votes, you look at all their votes, and then you look at their second place votes, and all the second place votes then go to that candidate. and so on. So you keep running the program until somebody ends up with the most votes.
Yeah, yeah.
And that completely gets rid of the problem.
But then you'd have to go and vote several times, wouldn't you?
No. You do it when you're at the polls. So you just rank one through four, as many as you want. You can do just one, but you can do as many as you want. And this allows this first of all prevents any mischief like that.
Yeah, right.
There's no percentage in it at all to have all these other candidates in there.
Would they consider something like this?
Well, they're doing it now in Maine.
Yeah.
The voters in Maine approved it in a statewide referendum. They run it for all state elections there. There are assorted cities around the country that have done it, and it works really well.
Yeah.
As far as voters really seem to like it. Politicians don't like it as much because it takes away one of the little dirty tricks they can play.
Sure.
So
absolutely.
Anyway, that's an
it's
idea.
Very if dirty.
You can push your politicians on ranked voting.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate it. That's Eric Zorn, everybody, from the Chicago Tribune. Wendy and I are headed to the stream, or you can keep it right here and listen to Steve Bertrand and the Wintrust Business
Line. Why would you do that when you can go to the stream? I don't get it.
We're not allowed to say that, but you did. Stick around more.
I love
Thanks,
Steve
Eric.
Bertrand. I love Steve
we
Bertrand.
All do. It's WGN.